话。
主耶和华对他的百姓说了这一句话，我们看28:16。好，我们一起来读这一句经文，好不好
？Alright, let's read together.
非常宝贵的一句经文，以赛亚28:16。
Very precious words in Isaiah chapter 28:16.
我们要让这样的话刻在我们的心板上。
We need to inscribe these words on our hearts.
OK， 我们来读。所以主耶和华如此说：看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石。信靠的人必不着急。
So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation, that the one who trusts will never be dismayed.
神说在锡安放一块石头，锡安是什么地方？
So the Lord says, putting a stone in Zion. Where is Zion?
在以赛亚书51:16。
In Isaiah chapter 51:16，
这句话，你们就不看了哈，我来读给你们听哈。51:16，神这样说：锡安，记不记得诗篇第二篇第六第七节，神说。我已经立我的大军在锡安圣山了。
Do you remember in Psalms where it says the Lord says I already put my troops in Zion?
Yeah. 那所以大君王在锡安，所以锡安就是大君王做王掌权的地方。
So Zion is where the king is.
啊，所以 ，Yeah， 所以。That is the place,
the kingdom
lorded over there.
Oh, the Zion is where the king reigns.
Yeah. 那所以什么地方神作王掌权的地方就是锡安。
So where the king reigns is Zion.
Yeah. 那在以赛亚51:16，神讲一句话哈。
So in Isaiah chapter 51:16, the Lord says.
好，我读给你们听哈、哦。我将我的话传给你。
I have put my words in your mouth.
用我的手影遮蔽你。
And covered you with the shadow of my hand.
为要栽定诸天，立定地基。
I who set the heavens in place, who laid the foundations of the earth.
又对锡安说。
And who say to Zion?
你是我的百姓。
You are my people.
那这句话告诉我们什么？哪一个人他是愿意让神做王掌权的
？So what do these words say? It says whoever lets the Lord be the king in their heart.
神说你是我的百姓。
The Lord will say you are my people.
你就是锡安，我的锡安。
You are my Zion.
在那里，神说我将我的话传给你。
Here it says, I put my words in your mouth.
我用我的手影遮蔽你。
I covered you with the shadow of my hand.
你知道神的手影遮蔽，就是神覆庇我们。
And you know, when you're covered with the shadow of your hand, it's the God protecting you.
在旧约的那个以西结书说，神的灵降在我身上。
In the Old Testament, In Ezekiel, it says, God comes upon us.
就是小智说，他的手按在神，按在那个先知身上。
It's the Lord's hand upon the prophet.
那就是神的手影遮蔽他。
This is the Lord's hand.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
为要栽定诸天，立定地基。
It is to lay the foundations of the earth.
我们知道神已经创造天地了，对不对？为什么这里又要栽定诸天，立定地基？
We already know God created the earth, so why does it say here, He set the heavens in place and laid the foundations of the earth?
所以我的了解就是，不晓得我了解对不对，给你们参考。我的了解就是，这里所讲的就是新天新地。
So my understanding of this is talking about the new heaven and new earth.
这一句话讲的就是说，神要在他的百姓身上做更新变化的工作。
This word is saying that the Lord is going to change his people.
那好，我们回到以赛亚书二十八章十六节。
So let's return to Isaiah chapter 28.
所以如果我是神的锡安
，So if I'm Lord Zion，
我们接受耶稣基督救恩的人
，And we are people who accept the Lord's salvation.
应该就是神的锡安，对不对
？So we are Lord Zion.
因为我们不仅接受耶稣做我们的救主
，because we not only accept the Lord as our Savior，
我们也接受他做我们的主。
We also accept him as our Lord.
那这一句话就是对我们的应许。
So this word is our promise.
神说。我在锡安放一块石头作为根基。
The Lord says, I lay a stone in Zion as foundation.
是试验过的石头。
It's a tested stone.
哦，这句话太宝贵。我们的主，这个石头就是指主磐石，对不对
？This is such a precious word. This is saying the Lord is our foundation, right?
它是试验过的石头。
He's a tested stone.
是。稳固的根基，宝贵的房角石。
He's a sure foundation, a precious cornerstone.
信靠的人必不着急。
And those who trust it will not be dismayed.
你看，我们有耶稣在我们的里面。
So we have Jesus within us.
我们里面就有一个稳固的根基。
Within us, we will have a sure foundation.
我们就有一个。宝贵的房角石
，We'll have a precious cornerstone.
你看，我们的主是经过试验、可靠的万古的磐石。
So our Lord has been through tests and is reliable.
所以我们要不要欢喜快乐
？So shouldn't we be happy, joyous?
所以我们如果常常有主在我们的里面
，So we frequently have God within us.
我们的指望就是可靠的
，So our hope is reliable.
OK， 那我们再来看诗篇六十五篇六十五篇。
So let's look at Psalms 65.
这个地方是神的百姓对神说。
And here, the Lord's people said to the Lord.
我们看诗篇六十五篇先一到四节。
Chapter 65 verses 1 to 4.
我们一起来看哈。神啊，我们一起来读。神啊，锡安的人都等候赞美你，所许的愿也要向你偿还。听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。罪孽胜了我，至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。你所拣选使他亲近你，住在你院中的这人变为有福，我们必因你居所、你圣殿的美福知足了。我们先到这里。
Okay. Praise awaits you, O God in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. O you who hear prayer, to you all men will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you chose and choose and bring near to live in your courts.We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple.
哇，这段话太宝贵，是神的百姓尝过主恩的滋味了，经验过神了，他就跟神这样讲。
This word is so precious. This is the Lord's people when they have experienced God. This is what they say to God.
他说：“听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。”
He says, O you who hear prayer, to you all men will come.
凡有血气的，得救的，没有得救的，都包括在凡有血气的人里面。
And all men will come. This includes those who have been saved and those who haven't.
所有的人都可以来跟这位神祷告。
All the people can come and pray to this God.
那他说罪孽胜了我。
It says we were overwhelmed by sins.
你却要赦免我们的过犯。
But you forgave our transgressions.
耶稣从天上来到地上，他来就是要来赦免我们的过犯。
The Lord came from heaven down to earth. He came to forgive our transgressions.
他要帮助我们可以来跟他相亲近。
He wants to help us so that we can come close to him.
在他的荫庇之下享受美福。
Under him, enjoy his blessings.
所以他这边说，锡安的人都等候赞美你。
So here it says that praise awaits you, O Lord. But,
wait upon
you. Upon you, O God, in Zion.
好，那等一下我们会把等候赞美这稍微我们再提一下哈。我们再看第五节到第八节。
Later we'll talk more about this. Let's look at verse 5 to verse 8.
我们一起读，拯救我们的神啊，你必以威严秉公义应允我们，你本是一切地极和海上远处的人所依靠的。他既以大能束腰，就用力量安定诸山，使诸海的响声和其中波浪的响声，并万民的喧哗都平静了。住在地极的人因你的神迹惧怕，你使日出日落之地都欢呼。
Okay. So you answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. Those living far away fear your wonders, where morning dawns and evening fades. You call forth songs of joy.
在第六节这边说哈，他既这个有版本说应该也可以解释做你，这是神的百姓对神讲，大卫对神讲的。你以大能束腰，你用力量安定诸山。我们的神是 Almighty God， 大有全能的主。
In verse 6 says, Who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength? Our Lord is an almighty God. He has a lot of power.
前面讲到神呢，听祷告，全然接纳罪人。
In the front, in the beginning, it says that the Lord listens to prayers and accepts all people.
充满了慈悲怜悯。
He is full of love and forgiveness.
这个地方讲到他秉公义。威严应允我们的祷告。
It says here in verse 5, He answers us with awesome deeds of righteousness.
感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
这边讲到说，神可以行大事，第六节、第七节，好，第六、第七、第八节。
Here it says the Lord is able to do great things in verse 6 and verse 7.
And verse 8.
And verse 8.
神行神迹，他那个神迹那么浩大，以至于看见的人都要惧怕。
Here it says that his miracles are so great that those who see it, even them, they will fear.
我在这里特别要提醒弟兄姊妹，我们的神充满了柔性的母爱。
Here I'd like to remind brothers and sisters, our God is full of love.
可是我们的神征战起来，要为我们驱逐罪孽，要为我们打败仇敌，他是非常大有全能的神。
But our Lord is also very powerful when he's helping us to overcome.
你知道在福音开始，在以赛亚书四十章福音的起头。
You know, in the beginning of the gospel, we're talking about Isaiah chapter 40.
那个传福音的人，
those who spread the gospel.
他们的第一句话就是看哪、啊、你们的神。
Their first word was, look, look at your God.
他要提醒我们，我们要看我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
They want to remind us, look, look what kind of God we have.
我们如果越认识我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
If we further understand what kind of God our God is,
我们就会对他越有信心。
We will have even more faith.
我们来看一下以赛亚书四十章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40.
第一节哈，第一节那边说，你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
Comfort, comfort my people, says your God.
要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
Speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
又向他宣告说，你征战的日子已满了。
And proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed.
你的罪孽赦免了。
That her sin has been paid for.
这耶路撒冷就是神的城，也就是锡安。
Jerusalem is the Lord's city, and it's also Zion.
这边神要他的仆人传福音的人跟他们说，要安慰我的百姓。
Here, Lord says to those who spread the gospel, comfort my people.
他说你征战的日子已经满了。
It says that your years of hard service has been completed.
你知道我们人在地上，我就是有一场圣战一直在进行。
So as people living on earth, there's a spiritual battle going on.
不论信主的都没有信主的，我们都有人性的软弱。
Whether we know God or we don't know God, we all have weaknesses.
我身上有我的肉体，没有良善。
Physically, my weakness is lack of kindness.
Flesh. Yeah, your weakness.
Yeah, I have weaknesses in my flesh.
啊，别人身上也是有肉体，也是没有良善。
And other people have weaknesses in their flesh.
当神许可一些情况发生的时候
，And when God allows certain situations to occur,
肉体撞肉体，一团混战。
Then we can see the weaknesses in our flesh.
所以。为什么以赛亚书第九章说一场混战
？And so what in Isaiah chapter 9 says that it's a battle.
因为那个时候我们以自己为中心。
Because at that time we put ourselves at the center.
我们按着我们自己以为对的。
We follow what we believe is correct.
去跟人家征战。
And we use that in our battle.
可是当耶稣来了以后
，But once Jesus comes.
耶稣是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
耶稣引导我们怎么去应对这些肉体。
Jesus leads us in how we should approach these weaknesses.
所以，他说，你征战的日子满了，你不需要再靠自己去征战了。
So here it says your years of hard service has been completed. You don't have to continue to fight.
你的罪孽赦免了。
Your sin has been paid for.
耶稣来就是要赦免我们的罪。
Jesus came to pay for our sins.
那接下来在第九节、九十、十一。
Continuing in verse 9, 10, 11.
第九节他说，报好信息给锡安的啊。
In verse 9 it says, you who bring good tidings to Zion.
你要登高山。
Go up to a high mountain.
报好信息给耶路撒冷的。
You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem.
你要极力扬声。
Lift up your voice with a shout.
扬声不要惧怕。
Lift it up, do not be afraid.
这边锡安或者是耶路撒冷。
Here, whether it's Jerusalem or Zion.
如果我们用一个象征的说法来说，就是指神的百姓。
If we're talking about, it's a comparison between for the Lord's people.
他说你要登高山，因为以前没有麦克风。
He says you have to go on a high mountain because in the past there were no microphones.
要让很多人都听得到，所以要登高山。
You have to let many people hear, so go onto the high mountain.
然后要极力扬声，要大声的大 声的宣扬。
And with a loud voice, proclaim.
让很多人都能够听到。
Let many people hear.
这个大好的消息。
This great news.
他对犹大的城邑说：“看哪，你们的神。”
He says to the town of Judah, "Look, here's your God."
我们要看我们的神，我们有一位伟大奇妙的神。
We have to look at our God, our amazing God.
创造天地万物的神。
Our God who created the heavens and the earth.
他能使瞎眼看见。
He can allow the blind to see.
他能使瘸腿走路。
The lame to walk.
他能医治各样的病症。
He can heal all sorts of illnesses.
他是神。
He is the Lord.
他如果定义要施恩。
If he wants to give out grace.
什么问题他都可以解决。
He can solve any problem.
所以如果我们在神面前得蒙他的悦纳。
And so if we get God's grace, God's favor.
Yeah. 那我们可以把我们没有办法解决的问题交给主。
We can solve, we can take the problems we can't solve and give them to God.
很多事情我们不能解决，对不对？
There are many things that we can't solve, right?
我们太有限。
We're very limited.
我很想使我自己更好一点。
I'd like to get even better, just get better.
我做不到。
I can't do it.
我尽我的力，也没有办法使我脱落自己。
I try my best, but I can't completely lose my physical flesh.
我们只有耶稣来帮助我们。
Only through Jesus can we do it.
我们心中所羡慕的这个良善，能够脱落这个败坏的己，这个是良善，对不对？好的意思。
When in our hearts we see this goodness, to we want to leave our physical flesh, these weaknesses.
对，那是神喜悦的。
This is something that God is pleased with.
神会帮我们成全。
And the Lord will help us.
神会用各样奇妙的办法来帮助我们成全。
The Lord will use numerous miraculous ways to help this occur.
以弗所书第一章那边讲到说，神用各样的智慧、聪明，就是来成全这个美事。
In Ephesians, it says that Lord uses all sorts of ways in order to help this happen.
我们的神实在是伟大的神。
Our Lord is an amazing Lord.
他不仅大有慈爱。
He not only has compassion.
他愿意施恩。
He's willing to give us grace.
他也能够施恩。
He is also able to give us grace.
所以福音一起头就说，你们要看你们的就是这位神。
So in the beginning of spreading the gospel, we say, look at your God.
能拯救你们，能帮解决问题的，就是这样子的神。
He can save you and solve your problems. This is your God.
那个以前我们讲过那个司布真哈，他得救的那个就是以赛亚书四十五章二十二节。
And in the past we talked about in Isaiah chapter 45.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
Yeah, 那边讲说，地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救。
It says, "Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth."
那，以赛亚那个时候是在犹太国的比较晚期了哈。
At that time, Isaiah was in near the end of the kingdom of Judea.
更早的时候。Yeah.就是以色列人在旷野漂流的时候，在旷野漂流的时候，民数记二十一章。
In Numbers, earlier in Numbers, when the Israelites were in the wilderness,
讲到他们在旷野漂流，实在路很难走。
I was talking about how they were wandering in the wilderness, and it was very difficult.
他们难免就埋怨。
Eventually, they began to complain.
这非常容易，对不对？
This is very easily to happen, right?
那个时候呢， 神就容许火蛇进到他们当中咬他们。
And at that time, the Lord permitted snakes to come in and bite them.
有一些人就死掉了。
And some people passed away.
哇，百姓知道他们闯祸了，赶快去找摩西。
And so the people, they knew they had, they quickly went to find Moses.
摩西就赶快祷告神。
And Moses quickly prayed to the Lord.
神就给他一个 solution, 一个解决之方。
Yeah, and the Lord gave them.A solution.
他说：“你去造一条铜蛇。
Go and make an iron snake.
挂在那个杆子上。
Put it on a stake.
所有这些被火蛇咬的，你叫他们去看那个铜蛇。
And all of the people who have been bitten by a snake, tell them to look at this bronze snake.
那他们就可以得救。
And they will be saved.
就不需要死亡。
And they won't need to die.”
这是在民数记的时候，神从摩西得的吩咐做的一件事。
This was in Numbers, when Moses received God's command to do this.
所以真的，凡仰望铜蛇的人，被火蛇咬的人就好了。
And so, indeed, all the people who looked at the bronze snake and they were bitten by the snake, they were healed.
因为是神设计的一个救法。
Because this was a way to save designed by God.
所以呢，有效。
And so it was beneficial. It worked.
那这也是一个真理。
And so this is
蕴含的一个真理，就是要看这一位能拯救我们的神。
So this is
我们就可以得救。
That we have to look at this Lord that can save us, and through doing that we can be saved.
所以以赛亚书四十五章二十二节，先知。神感动他讲了这一句话。
So in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22, the Lord moved the prophet to say this.
那到耶稣的时候。
And then when it came to Jesus.
耶稣直接的讲明。
Jesus clearly and darkly said.
这一件事是指向地上要发生很伟大的一件事。
This is talking about an amazing thing that will be happening on earth.
我们看一下约翰福音第三章。
Let's look at John chapter 3.
十二节。
Verse 12.
那个时候尼哥底母呢，尼哥底母是一个德高望重的以色列人的先生哈，来找耶稣。
At that time Nicodemus, he was a important man in Israel.
Israel, an officer or teacher.
Yeah, he was a council member.
Yeah, 那他呢？在十二节，耶稣回答他。
In verse 12, Jesus replied to him.
耶稣说：“我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？”
Jesus said, I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?
所以耶稣的意思是，在这个宇宙中有地上的事，有天上的事。
And so Jesus' meaning is that on this earth, there are things of this earth, and then there are things regarding heaven.
那耶稣跟尼哥底母讲说，人要重生。
And Jesus told Nicodemus, a man has to be rebirthed.
尼哥底母说，这怎么可能呢？
And Nicodemus says, "How is this possible?"
耶稣说，这是可以发生在地上的事。
And Jesus says, "This can happen on earth."
我如果跟你讲发生在地上的事，你都不信呢。我跟你讲天上的事，你怎么能信？
Jesus says, "If I tell you things that can happen on this earth and you don't believe, how will you believe things that can happen in heaven?"
那耶稣继续讲这件事怎么发生。他说，除了十三节。除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
And then Jesus continues to explain how this happens in verse 13. No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
他就讲有一位是从天降下仍旧住在天的。
This is one man who came from heaven down to earth.
所以是没有罪的，神的儿子。
He has no sin. This is the Son of God.
那他说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇， 人子也必照样被举起来。
He says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
这个从天降下的这一位人子要被举起来。
This man who came from heaven will be lifted up.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，就是在杆子上做一条铜蛇。
Just like Moses lifted up the bronze snake on the stake.
那这个从天降下的人子也要照样这样被举起来。
Son of God who came down from heaven, he will also be lifted up.
你知道那个铜，那个祭坛就是铜做的，就表示审判。
You know the altar that's made of bronze, it represents judgment.
耶稣替我们接受审判。
Jesus will take judgment in our place.
他没有罪。
He's sinless.
他替我们成为罪。
He will take on the sin onto himself.
所以他就是那一条铜蛇。
So he is the bronze snake.
蛇就是撒旦的，对不对？邪恶的代表。
And the snake is Satan. He represents sin.
那他这条铜蛇被挂在杆子上。
And this bronze snake was put onto the stake.
那个杆子被挂在杆子上的，犹太人都有这个了解。
And then all the people, they understood when the snake was put onto the stake.
这个杆子上呢是被咒诅的。
The stake that was cursed.
所以耶稣为了我们被挂在十字架上，成了受咒诅的那一位罪的代表。
And so the Lord Jesus was willing to be on the cross to represent becoming cursed.
所以人如果罪人是被蛇咬过的，他如果去仰望这个替他接受审判的这一位，他就得永生。
So us we who have sinned, we are like those who have been bitten by a snake. If we're willing to look upon Jesus, then we will be saved.
他的意思就是说，我们这一些人没有办法偿我们的罪债。
He is saying that us people, we are not able to hide our sin.
To pay off
our sins.
The debt of our sin.
The debt of our sin.
当我仰望耶稣，我认定他是替我背罪，替我偿罪债，还罪债。
When we look upon Jesus, we say that Jesus is willing to take upon our sins.
所以他的死就好像是我死在那边。
So by him dying, it's like ourselves dying upon there.
所以我的罪债就还清了。
And so we're able to be cleansed of our debts.
连我的肉体里边有的那个罪，我那个罪性。
Even our flesh, the sinfulness in our flesh.
这个罪身也一起跟耶稣死了，灭绝了。
Even the sin in our flesh are able to die along with it.
当耶稣从死里复活，我们出来的就是一个新的我。
And when the Lord arises from the dead, we also come up as new life.
那就是重生。
And that is rebirthing.
所以这件事呢，耶稣这样讲。
And so the Lord says, Jesus says.
希伯来书第七章十六节，我们看一下。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 16.
那边介绍我们这一位大祭司，基督来了。他不是利未人，照理讲他不应该当祭司。他不是根据肉体的条例，而是根据无穷生命的大能来做我们的大祭司。七章十六节。
Jesus is not a Levite, but he is our great priest. And so we look at chapter 7, verse 16.
好，说他成为祭司，并不是照属肉体的条例，乃是照无穷之生命的大能。这个无穷原文作不能毁坏的。
Verse 16, one who has become a priest not on the basis of regulation as to his ancestry, but on the basis of power of an indestructible life.
弟兄姊妹， 这位替我们死的这位主，他是有无穷生命的大能的那一位基督。
Brothers and sisters, the one who has died for us, he has the power of indestructible life.
你看，全世界古今中外所有人的罪都在他身上，他的生命足够胜过这些。
So all the sins of this world, all the sins are upon him, and his life is enough to overcome this.
所以我们的神就是这么伟大的神。
And so our Lord is this great.
以前旧约的祭司是用牲畜的血。
In the past, in the Old Testament, the priests used blood.
要来使人的良心的亏欠除掉。
To cleanse the sins of the people.
可是这位基督，他是用他自己的血，他的命为我们舍了，流出的血。
But this Jesus, he uses his own blood to cleanse our sins.
所以可以真实的洁净我们。
So he can truly cleanse us.
我们的神是这么伟大的神。
Our Lord is this great.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这种话，这些真理刻在我们心板上。
Lord, brothers and sisters, we need to inscribe these words onto our hearts, these truths.
如果人家在传什么信仰，把这个拿掉，那些都是异端。
If anyone else is spreading religion that does not have this, then that is worthless.
Heresy.
Heresy.
Yeah. 为什么？因为我们的罪不能解决，我们就没有办法进到永恒里跟神同在。
Why? Because if we are not able to get rid of a sin, then we're not able to go into eternal life.
只有耶稣的血，耶稣的无穷的大能可以救我们。
Only the Lord's power, Jesus' power and his blood can save us.
所以不论别人跟我们传什么，只要他所传的，把这一点略掉了，那个都不能救我们，那个就不是我们要跟随的。
So it doesn't matter what people spread. If they do not have this point, then it doesn't matter.
Okay. 那根据还有以赛亚四十章的十一节，以赛亚四十章的十一节，那句那边一句话也很宝贵，很安慰我们的心哈。他不仅是这么 powerful 伟大的神。他还是很有耐心的。十一节，他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中，慢慢引导那乳养小羊的。
Another very precious word is in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
他把我们抱在怀中。
He gathers us into his arms.
上帝要改变我们，没有办法一下子把我们说改就改，一步到位的使我们全然圣洁无瑕疵。
As the Lord changes us, he can't change us so immediately that we completely are changed.
我们受不了。
We can't handle that.
所以神要一点一点按着我们所能承受的来拆毁我们的旧造，然后用新造来代替。
So little by little, God changes so that He can remove our old selves and put in our new selves.
所以你看，保罗呢？保罗在提摩太前书第一章哈，他这样写。
So Paul in 1 Timothy he says,
第一章，他讲，保罗前书第一，提摩太前书第一章哈。他说，他说，第十五节，第十五节，我们来宣读好不好？十五节，十六节，我们一起读。基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐， 给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
So verse 15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
你看，保罗他经验的耶稣基督，他被耶稣基督不断的做工在他身上，他就知道神需要多大的忍耐来更新变化我这个人。
So you see, Paul has experienced God many times, and from that he knows, in order to be changed, God uses a lot of patience.
以前，很早很早，三十多年前，那个周神之武牧师，现在那个台湾灵粮堂的那个很大灵粮堂那个牧师，周神之武牧师。
So in Taiwan, Pastor Zhou, who is the pastor of the Lingyang Tang Church.
Yeah, yeah. 他有一次到我们教会来讲到，他说神用六天造地上的万物跟人。
He came and spoke at our church. He said, the Lord took 6 days to create the creatures and man.
神用我们的一生来制作我们这个人。
And the Lord uses our whole lives to build us up.
神需要我们的一生的机会时间，他慢慢的来制作我们。你看神的忍耐有多大。
And the Lord needs our whole lives to slowly build us up and change us. So you can see how long it takes.
你看有一次耶稣不是一些人，耶稣行很多神迹，有的人还不相信哈。
The Lord performed many miracles, but some people still didn't believe.
所以那个时候耶稣在人性的里面，他就有点说，我忍耐你们要到什么时候啊。
And so when the Lord was as a man, he said, how long do I have to be have patience for you?
他有试探，可是他没有犯罪。
He went through temptation, but he didn't sin.
你看神一直要忍耐我们。
And the Lord has to continuously have patience.
所以有些时候我们要效法神，忍耐我们自己。我们实在是，保罗说，神的忍耐在我身上，要给后来信的人做榜样。
And so in the same way, we also have to be patient with ourselves. Paul says that the Lord's patience on us is to set an example for everyone else who believes in God.
所以呢，我们感谢主，他那么忍耐我们。
And so we thank the Lord for being so patient.
所以有时候呢，我们也要忍耐自己。
And sometimes we also have to be patient with ourselves.
有时候我们觉得，哎呀，别人这样，我们也要彼此忍耐。
And so sometimes we think, oh well, we also have to be patient with.
这件事不需要大学问都知道。
You don't need great knowledge to know this.
我很早的时候，那时候好像才生我老大，那有一个从孤儿院出来的小女生，被领养到美国。
In the past, I think this is around the time when I just had my first son. There was a girl who was an orphan. She was adopted in the U.S.
有一次她回台湾。
Once she went back to Taiwan.
那我们跟她谈话。
And we spoke with her.
她那个时候才不到十岁。
At that time, she was not even 10.
她说，哦，你对待你的孩子要 be patient.
She said, oh, when you treat your children, you have to be patient.
不到十岁的孩子。
She wasn't even 10 yet.
我们需要神忍耐我们，我们要忍耐自己，我们也要彼此忍耐。
The Lord has patience on us, so we also have to patience on ourselves and patience with others.
Okay, 那我想下面呢，我上个礼拜说我们要彼此来见证哈，我们怎么样。怎么样，我们的生命得益处？哈，那
I talked about how we have to share our testimonials with each other.
那现在我们请古今中外西安的人来做见证。
So now we invite
the ancient time and the modern time.
The modern time to present testimonies for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 我们先来讲第一点，亲近他。
The first one, we have to come close to God.
我们刚刚看的那个诗篇六十五篇说，锡安的人都等候赞美你，等候神就再来亲近神。
We talked about in Psalms chapter 65, those who have peace are those who come and wait upon God.
我们要亲近他哈。我们先看一下马太福音第六章第六节。
We have to wait upon and come close to God.
这是耶稣自己讲的话。
Let's look at Matthew.
第六章第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 6.
耶稣叮咛我们哈。好。你祷告的时候要进你的内屋关上门祷告你在暗中的父你父在暗中查看必然报答你
Verse 6 But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your father who is unseen Then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you
那这件事我请居华来做一下见证因为有一次我们读箴言的时候、我听得好受感动弟兄姊妹，我们在这边讲的话，这些话都是可以有功效作用在我们的生命中的，所以我特地请居华来做一点他的见证。居华，你跟我们讲一下好不好？你讲就是，因为那个时候他说他在教书，他觉得自己不是很会。就在那段时间，我们在读箴言，不是，他自己在读箴言哈。OK， 你跟我们讲，你用你的话讲。OK。
Sister Chiwa, would you share your thoughts from this verse?
You're talking about a story that is on your body. Okay. Hi. This is actually too old, not very new.
This testimony is quite a while ago, approximately between
2007-2008.
And my position was a language teacher in the public schools here in this area.
那2007年的时候，我第一次他派我去一个学校教。
In 2007, this was my first time I was sent to a school to teach.
那我里面是有很多的自我已经定了意要怎么教。
And within me, I already had ideas as to how I wanted to teach.
所以我用我自己的方法，然后不是那么遵照他们的。Methodology.
Yeah. And so I followed my own ways and of teaching and didn't follow their methodology.
那在这样的状况下，我第一年就是教的非常不好。
And so
当然也是第一次啦。
Under these circumstances, my first year I didn't teach that well.
对，我的 supervisor 就有一点对我不好。
And so my supervisor didn't treat me that well.
那我里面有很多的那种。又失望，然后又对我们的 supervisor 觉得他有点对我不公平。
And within me, I had disappointment and feelings that my supervisor didn't treat me fairly.
那所以种种的那种失望啊、伤心啊，就是说，就变得好像我知道神要借着这样子的工作来磨练我。
And so through this disappointment, the disappointment and sadness, I knew that God wanted to use this experience to build me up.
所以在很苦的那种状况下，2007年的秋天又接了，他又给我一堂课。
And so in 2007, in the fall, I got another class.
然后我就这次我就想，也是在平常我们常常在聚会，所以。牧师啊，讲道啊，都常常告诉我们，就是我们要自身的反省。
And so at this time, I remember that a pastors frequently said that we need to think about our
在生活当中，我们都要尽量的遵照神的话语来省察自己。
And that in our daily lives, we have to through the, following the Lord's word and look within ourselves.
对，所以就接了那堂课之后，我就战战兢兢，我觉得我需要神，因为这个工作对我来讲虽然看起来很简单，对我来讲是很不容易，因为我的英文不好。
And so I realized that I need to God, like, even though this position might seem simple, but it was a challenge for me because my English was not very strong.
我教的是中文，可是有时候小孩子需要我用英文去跟他们引导，跟他们应对，还有跟家长来互动。
And so even though I was teaching in Chinese, I often needed to use English speaking with the kids, guiding them and speaking with the parents.
在那么紧张惧怕的一个状况下，我觉得只有寻求神。
And in this time where I was filled with anxiety and fear, I needed to seek God.
不晓得从何开始，但是我记得我们的牧舍们都告诉我们，我们每天应该要读箴言一篇，按着日子来读。
I'm not quite sure when, but their pastors were telling us that every day we need to read one chapter of Proverbs.
所以我把这样子的方式成为我去寻求神的一个方法，在每天的早上，我就读当天日子的箴言。
So through this, I use it as a way to seek God. Every day, I read one chapter that corresponded with the day, that day.
我的课是在早上。
My class was in the morning.
很早，那就是在 Jimmy、Emily 起床之前，做早餐之前，我就坐在厨房里读一章当天的箴言。
My class was very early, so before Jimmy and Emily woke up, and before making breakfast, I would sit and read the chapter for that day.
Yeah, 所以我是在一个就是祷告，而且在读一句就跟神默念一句，就是用那句话来省察我自己，并且也跟神祷告。所以那段时间是跟神在用圣经、用箴言的话在跟神交通。
And so, when I read each verse, I looked within myself and thought about it. And so, at this time, I was using God's word to come to seek God and also communicate with God.
And 我的软弱、我的惧怕，我都在。这样子的阅读的过程中，我都一直在告诉神说：“主，我需要你，我真的没有任何的才学知识，我的语言不好，我不晓得怎么样应对，求主帮助我。”
And I put my weaknesses and fears before God and was telling God to please help me.
然后每天没有课的时候也是这样子。
And even when I didn't have class, I also did this.
然后那堂课，后来就是小孩子都很喜欢那堂课，那是一个故事班。然后后来到课程结束的时候，就出乎我意外，好像神的恩典就是临到我们这个班上，然后临到我。
And that class, which was a storytelling class, it went really well, and yeah. Oh, it was God's mercy that allowed this to happen.
Yeah, 因为这个课就没有像我第一次教的那样，就是效果最后不是很好。那个过程是因为我用我自己的方法。
It's not like the first class that I had where there wasn't a very good result. And that time, I used my own way.
那这一次我是想，我真的不会，我要依靠神，我就是用这样子的读箴言的方式，每天到神的面前。
And this time, I just used through reading Proverbs and everyday coming to God.
然后这堂课蛮特别，就是说到后来，就是家长他们就给我们一个评比啊，他们都会有一个 evaluation 这样子。
And this class was interestingly, all the parents were able to give the valuation.
Yeah, 那就给我蛮好的那个评比，然后也给我一些礼物，然后那都是不是我当初想象说我可以 deserve 这些的，因为我觉得我比较不是那么好的老师啊。
And then all the I got good evaluations and even got gifts, and at that time I didn't expect that because I thought that I wasn't that good of a teacher.
Yeah, 然后你知道我那时候英文程度坏到什么程度？连家长写的有一个字叫做 extraordinary, extraordinary,
extraordinary,
特别特殊的好。他用这个字在形容我，我以为他用坏字在说我。
Oh, and do you know how bad my English was at that time? In an email, a parent wrote, used the word extraordinary to describe me, and I thought that it was a negative word.
对，所以我你知道我那时候就是非常的，觉得对自己很没有信心，然后又连这样的字我都看不清楚的时候，我就觉得啊，怎么办？他这样用这样的话在说我。然后后来我才知道，哦，原来他给我的评比是很好的。
So at that time you can see that I didn't really believe in myself that much, and I even thought that the parent was using a word that was negative.
对，然后连我们那个 supervisor 也知道这个学校对这个老师好像有很好的 feedback, 然后他们学校最后就因着我有去这个学校之后，他们的这个中文班就开始了，之后就一直都有，就是很想要，就是我们那一个公司 provide 的这个中文。
So even my supervisor also saw how the school really liked the program, and so this program was able to really consistently be at the school.
对，所以甚至到那一个学期末，他们的 PTA 的制作毕业纪念册的还跑到我的这种课程，把我们班上的照相，就是基本上我们不是在他们正统课程中，我们是属于他们的课外活动课，可是他们会跑到我们的课来看来照相，这个是很少见的。
And even at the end, the PTA came to take pictures for the yearbook, and usually they don't. This is a class that's an extracurricular, so I didn't expect that.
对，所以就放在他们的毕业纪念册里面。他们那邻居还跑来问我说：“哎，这不是你吗？你怎么会在毕业纪念册里面？”我说：“对，但是他们好像有来照相过这样。
And so I was put in their yearbook, and even the neighbor came over and said, "Isn't this your picture in the yearbook?" And I said, "Yes."
对，所以那一年给我印象，接下来就是我觉得我的那时候的一个状况，并不是说这么好像很流利、很流畅的一个可以教小孩子教的到什么样的程度，可是因着那个时候我只有一个方法，就只能来到神面前。那个时候，那是我唯一的，好像可以抓住的。那不是因为我的语文那时候已经变得很好，因为我刚刚告诉你们，到学期末我的语文还是这么差。但是
，Oh, okay. So, my impression of the year of 2007 was that, even though at that time maybe I didn't teach super well, because as I said that even by the end of the class, I still misunderstood some English.
Yeah, 但是神给我们的恩典真的是我们怎么依靠他，他把这个出人意外的这样的恩典加在我们所做的事上，我们所做的工，还有他也让我们就是心中得到鼓励跟安慰。
But through God's grace, I was able to get God's encouragement and comfort.
所以在这么苦涩的一个那一段的时间当中，在苦涩的日子里的当中，我觉得神就是曾经这样子的来帮助我，所以我觉得，现在的我好像没有像过去那样这么 这么谨慎的这么样的抓住神，所以好像过去的那样子的一段时间，现在经验就是比较少了，所以我在提醒我自己。
So during that time of a lot of difficulty, I found that I realized that now I'm not, I haven't seek. I realized that I didn't rely on God as much as I did in the times of difficulty, and as a result, I didn't experience God as deeply.
所以我常常在告诉我自己要回去那起初的爱，然后我们念完箴言之后，师母要我们就是复习一下。可是我讲不出什么可以复习，我就想到当初这个箴言曾经这样子帮助我度过那段时间。
And so I realized that.
对。
Yeah, the proverbs helped me. And yeah.
对，度过那段时间。
To overcome that period of time, and when the pastor told us to think about Proverbs, this is what came to my mind. This is what I wanted to share.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，真的在我们当中，神在做事。如果不做见证，我们都不知道，对不对？好，那我想，接下来还有一些，我下个礼拜再讲。本来以为下个礼拜周师母要来。他昨天临时跟我打电话说不能来，所以下个礼拜我还是要再讲，所以我下个礼拜就把我还会邀请一些人，不一定是我们当中的，他们来做见证。